Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Welcome to Unscrewed, the show that knows that real liberation includes sexual liberation. I am your host, Jacqueline Friedman, and welcome to another spare parts quickie-sode of Unscrewed, in which we bring you a little of this, a little of that, and get you in and out in 15 minutes or less. Unscrewed Nation, we have some fun stuff for you in this episode, but I have to start off by talking about something pretty fucking serious, so I promise there'll be nice things after. Obviously, the world is on fire on just like multiple levels that would not be quick enough to discuss here on this show. But I feel like getting lost in the shuffle is something very relevant to the mission of this show. And that is that in Chechnya, which is a region of Russia, gay men are being systemically rounded up, forced into concentration camps, literal camps, tortured, even murdered, in a state-run crackdown. It's being described as a quote-unquote cleansing of homosexuals. It's basically the beginnings of a gay genocide. So we need to do something. There's just not enough conversation about this, partially because, like, there are so many fires and it's easy to get distracted. But I am here to give you some really simple things you can do. Just pick one. If you do two, you're a superhero. Just pick one and do something. If everyone listening to me does one of these things, it could make a big impact. So here are some thoughts I've gleaned on what could make an impact. The president of Chechnya is really active on Instagram. His name is Ramzan Kadyrov. I don't know if I'm saying that right. And he is on Instagram at Kadyrov_95, KADYROV_95. And you can record a little video or make a graphic image and tag him in it and tell him what you fucking think of what he is doing to gay men in his region. You can also sign a petition that I'm going to link to in the show notes. We're going to link to all of his actions in the show notes at jacquelinefriedman.com/unscrewed. There's a petition you can sign to Exxon, BP, and Shell, who are three major oil companies with big interests in Russia and therefore big influence in Russia, think dollars, calling on them to pressure the Russian government to stop the detentions and torture and murder. You can also, whatever country you live in, call your own elected officials and ask your government to pressure Russia to stop this shit. You can also make a donation to the Russian LGBT network, which has opened a refuge center in Moscow and is basically the best way to get help directly to Russians who are being persecuted. I'm linking to all of these things in the show notes, jacquelinefriedman.com/unscrewed. I'm just beseeching you to pick one and do it. For extra credit, tweet it using the hashtag unscrewed so we can all support each other and cheer each other on and encourage other folks that we know to also take action. This cannot go unnoticed or uninterrupted. Not on our watch, never again. Okay. Now for something a little lighter. On last week's episode, Hot Girls Exploited, at the end, Susie Q and I talked about how one of the ways that we can make life better, actually, for porn performers and sex workers is to pay for our porn and to treat porn as something we might recommend to each other. Hey, I like this. What do you like? What are your recommendations? And so here's a little clip in which Susie tells us about a porn producer that she's not only worked for but really enjoys, as well as maybe a little extra overshare from her that you might enjoy.
I mentioned them before, the Crash Pad series, Pink and White.
Love them.
love them so much. And they definitely show real couples having sex. You know, they encourage people like, oh, if you're going to perform, like, do you have a partner that you want to shoot with? I always feel a little bad when I shoot for Crash Pad because I'm always trying to like assault the camera with my genitals because they shoot a very, you know, voyeuristic take. They don't necessarily want to see the pen shot. They want to more catch the vibe of the chemistry that's happening in the room. They have like two or three cameras that sort of float around you on the bed the whole time, kind of catching beautiful soft focus moments. And I'm always like trying to like, oh yeah, you need, well, let me open out more. Let me see. You want, right. You want to see more of this? And they're like, no. Please.
Because you know where to find the camera, right?
And I also, that's what I like, yeah. Also. I'm not like, no, don't look in there. I'm like, oh, let's see it. Let's see all of it. You know, that's me.
And last but not least, I asked Susie to stick around and help me with a listener advice question. May is masturbation month after all, so we picked a listener question for which the answer is masturbation, even though the question asker doesn't know it yet. Here it is. Listener Sophia writes, I've just turned 25 and I've been a virgin until recently. I'm tall, sportive, and attractive, but didn't want to be, quote, used and decided to wait until I was in a serious committed relationship. That didn't happen for different reasons. Finally, I've lost my virginity to a very good acquaintance who was clearly sexually attracted to me. That probably isn't the cleverest thing I've done in my life, but it's water under the bridge. Now I'm kind of dating a man I really, really like, kind of because we both travel for work a lot and sometimes we don't see each other for weeks. He is 35 and in bed he's everything I could have dreamed of, considering my non-existent history. We've slept together twice and of course I didn't reach an orgasm, which probably left him confused. He really tried that last time. My question is, from your experience, what can I do to, quote, get there? Another question is, as we see each other so rarely, is it okay to sleep with him every time? Personally, I do enjoy waking up in the same bed in the morning and spending the night together, but I'm concerned this might send him the wrong signal. Or I'm just overthinking this. Thank you. I'm excited to hear your thoughts on this. Okay, I propose we answer the second question first.
Yes.
Which is, yes, of course, it's okay. Like, if you're worried about sending the wrong signal, I would just say, hey, I'm worried I'm sending the wrong signal. I'm not sure what you think the wrong signal is, but, you know, if you're worried that he'll think that you're unserious or, you know, just in it for the sex or whatever that is, like, just use words and talk to him about it. But, like, absolutely, if it feels good to both of you, do it. And if he thinks less of you because you're sexually available, he is not a good sex partner.
Wow. I feel like you just gave me a serious aha moment. Because, you know, I struggle with this sometimes. As much as I'm just like, girl, get yourself a Hitachi. Sex is never wrong or bad as long as you want it. If you want to sleep with him every time, do it, blah, blah, blah. As much as I know that in my heart, and my first sort of thought about advice for Sophia would just be like, hey, forget about that guy. First and foremost, you need to be your primary sexual partner.
Oh, yeah. We're going to get into that for sure.
We're going to get into that.
Yeah.
But I just had an aha moment when you just said like, yeah, if you're sleeping with him every time and he like doesn't like you for it and that's what you want to do, like you shouldn't be with him. Like, I've never been told that. Thank you.
You're welcome. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I feel like this whole game of, like, I'm going to wait because then they won't think it's serious or they'll think less of me. Like, if that's true, is that a good person to be intimate with? I don't feel like Seriously. It is. I think that's a shitty person who needs to get their act together.
Yeah, I agree. And I feel like I've recently started dating more, for lack of a better term, muggle, no offense, more like muggle folks. You know, I've re-entered that into my life. I usually only date people within the industry, wizards. But I've started dating some muggles and this concept has sort of re-entered my life of just like, oh, they already know I'm a whore. Like if I fuck them every time, will they only think that I'm a whore? But I am a whore, so it's fine.
Yeah, if they think less of you for being a whore, like is that somebody right. you want to be with?
Absolutely not, because it's not going to work out well.
I mean, look, the sort of dark downside to that, while I really do believe that, is like you're going to winnow your pool, right?
Yeah.
Which is shitty sometimes feeling like there are fewer options out there, you know, and I know what that feels like. Mm-hmm. But the reality is I'd rather have a smaller pool and feel that kind of shitty, but yeah. know that I'm only sleeping with people who respect me.
Yeah, I think that the deeper issue, as we touched on, is, and this is something that I think a lot of, especially young women, are not, you know, we don't get a lot of messaging around this. It's just like, hey, your sexuality is totally not dependent on anyone else.
Yes. Like,
the whole concept of being a virgin even is fucking patriarchal bullshit. It's just like, if you're having sex with yourself, you have a sex life.
I want to give her the advice that I was received when I was a junior in college, when a friend of mine discovered that I'd never had an orgasm. And I had had lots of sex, and I really liked sex. I was having fun having sex, but I'd never had an orgasm. And I literally just thought, well, maybe my body just doesn't work like that. Like, I just thought it was me, right? Like, this is still fun. I like sex. Like, it's all right. And she was like, honey, right? Like, you need to go home and pour yourself a bath and maybe light some candles and, like, make time and space to get to know your body and, like, really, like, stick with it until you get there. And I did. And I learned a lot about how my body works. And since then, you know, I've taken to saying, like, the most important sexual relationship you're ever going to have is the one you have with yourself. Mm-hmm. And so I think you're saying the same thing as I am, which is, like, the best thing that Sophie can do is learn how to give herself an orgasm.
Yes, 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 yes. And I believe in the gospel of the Hitachi magic wand.
I worship at that church. Yes.
Yep. Personal Lord and Savior. But there's a wealth of amazing, if the Hitachi is intense, and it's not great for everyone, but there's tons of options. I would take a step, especially because you, Sophia, since you only see this guy, like, you know, you say you go a couple weeks sometimes, use that time to develop your sex life with yourself. Go to sex toy shops, find an erotic stimulus situation, whether it's porn or erotica or books or something that you want to invest a little bit of money in. I find that investing my money into a self-care practice around my sexuality feels really good for me.
Yes. The other thing I want to say is Sophia doesn't say what they're literally doing in bed. She just says that they've slept together. And so the thing I want to make sure that Sophia and everybody knows is, like, tons of women just don't come from, like, penis and vagina intercourse. They just don't. Some women do, but most women, actually, statistically speaking, don't. So also, you know, I don't know if that's an issue in this situation or not, but if it is, if you're expecting just to come from him fucking you with his dick, like, that may actually not be how your body works. You may need direct clitoral stimulation. You may need him to go down on you. You might need him to use his fingers inside you on your G-spot. Like, part of what you're going to learn from fucking yourself and figuring out your own orgasms is what works well for your body so that he can do it. And it may be, if you really want to share that orgasm experience with him and it's not working other ways, like, once you find a toy or toys that you like, maybe he can use it on you, right? Like, if you know, that's also a way to share an orgasm with a partner. So I don't know if that's what's happening here, but I know a lot of women sort of get hung up on, like, needing to come in this one particular prescribed way with a partner. Mm-hmm. And it's just limiting. And the other last thing I would say is, like, the point of sex is not only orgasm.
Yeah.
I don't know whether you're genuinely feeling unsatisfied, which is really legit. Like, women have the right to expect that their partners can satisfy them in however you define them. Mm-hmm. But orgasm isn't the only metric of satisfaction that you can use. So I'll just put that out there, too.
Totally. Good luck, Sophia. You're going to do just fine.
Thanks once again to Susie Q. If you enjoyed that advice question and you haven't listened to last week's show, go listen to it. Check out her work with the Free Speech Coalition. Also, make sure to tune in to her podcast, which is called The Whorecast. And if you would like advice with a sex or sexuality conundrum that you are facing, please send in your advice questions. We've actually been working through the backlog and are going to be out of questions in a few weeks. So send him in to unscrewed@jacquelinefriedman.com. That's JacquelinFriedman.com. And myself and a future guest will help you out. You can also, while you're at it, send in ideas for future shows, guests you'd like to see me talk to, topics you'd like to hear me tackle, what you think of the show. I love hearing from you. You can also join in the conversation on Twitter at #unscrewed. I'm also at Jacqueline F, JACLYNF on Twitter, as well as on Facebook and on Instagram. I am at Jacqueline Effable. You can find this show wherever fine podcasts are available. iTunes, Acast, Stitcher. While you're in there, make sure you're subscribed so you don't miss a show. And also, you know what I'm gonna say, give us like a one sentence review, give us 5 stars. It's one of the best ways you can support this show. Unscrewed is produced and edited by yours truly, Jacqueline Friedman. Our in and out music is by The Pink Tiles, and our cover art is by Nicole Dodonna and was developed in collaboration with The Establishment, who also developed the sound cues. Until next week, I am wishing you safe and happy sex lives.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.